The Republican majority in the House of Representatives plans a vote tomorrow on the main component of President Bush's proposed tax cut. The full House is expected to approve an across-the-board cut in tax rates that would mean nearly $1 trillion less in tax collections over the next 10 years. Some lawmakers want to vote for the rate cuts, but worry the cuts could lead to budget deficits. So they're proposing a safeguard. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
They're calling it a trigger mechanism. It's a rule that would shortstop the phase-in of tax cuts if big budget surpluses fail to materialize as forecast. Representative Ellen Tauscher, a California Democrat, wants such a trigger. The former Wall Street executive is sponsoring a measure to put a trigger into the tax rate reductions. She says it's a very simple mechanism.
The Treasury Department would certify that we had, in fact, real surpluses and that we had paid down the debt, and then nothing would happen. The next phase of the tax cut would go forward. If we, for some reason, had a slowed economy or some other things had happened in Washington that prevented us from having the real surpluses, then the next phase of the tax cut would just not happen.
Tauscher hastens to add such a trigger would neither raise taxes nor roll them back. It would simply freeze the rates where they are. She says there's strong support for such a trigger among other fiscally conservative Democrats and some moderate House Republicans as well. Amo Houghton from upstate New York is one such moderate.
I think it's absolutely essential that something like this happen. Nobody can predict what's going to happen, you know, 5 years, much less 10 years out. So I think that the idea of having some sort of a hedge is a good idea.
The supporters of a tax cut trigger have a champion in Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan, who's repeatedly supported such a measure, testifying before congressional committees in recent weeks. But the Bush White House isn't buying the concept. Budget Director Mitch Daniels told a Senate panel last week that a trigger would allow Congress to spend at will, and as he put it, taxpayers would only get whatever scraps remained. He said a trigger would also remove predictability from the tax code.
I think it's worth contemplating, as members of Congress think about a trigger, the sort of the extra uncertainty that would be added by passing a law that says you might get it, you might not, it might come this year, it might come the next year.
House Majority Leader Dick Armey picked up on that theme yesterday while showcasing a group of taxpayers and business representatives he said would benefit from the tax cut. The Texas Republican warned a trigger would work against boosting consumer confidence.
A growing economy must be sustained in order to sustain the surplus. Trigger works against that. It would mitigate against the kind of investment decisions that we heard talked about here today.
But Congresswoman Tauscher says the 150 business executives she met with over the weekend in her Contra Costa, California district were more concerned with avoiding budget deficits, which they fear could send interest rates soaring.
They know that the predictability they want in the capital markets is about interest rates, and that they know that these tax cuts, by the way, aren't so dramatically large that they are going to have a major effect on what they're going to plan. And we expect, frankly, that the trigger never has to go in, because frankly, if the people predicting the surpluses are right, the trigger means nothing.
Leon Panetta would agree the trigger means nothing. When the former Democratic congressman was chairman of the House Budget Committee in the mid-1980s, he watched Congress approve a trigger that would have limited spending, and then Congress repeatedly ignored that trigger. Panetta says those who want a trigger lack, in his words, the guts to oppose a tax cut he thinks is too big.
What they're saying is, well, in order to protect for the possibility that we may in fact not have these surpluses, rather than make a smaller tax cut now, we're going to pass a bigger tax cut and then hope that if we put this trigger into place, suddenly we can trigger off tax cuts to the American public. The reality is that politically, that will never happen.
The House Rules Committee meets today to decide whether to allow consideration of a trigger amendment to the tax cut bill. A spokesman for House Speaker Dennis Hastert predicts the trigger measure will not go forward. But in the Senate, where passage of the president's proposed tax cut is less certain, Republicans may need the trigger device to reassure tax cut skeptics in both parties. That makes trigger supporters hopeful their idea will be part of any tax package President Bush eventually signs. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.